I'm the champion. I'm the real champion. There'll never be one like me. And all you people in Britain who rank me as the greatest, I'm going to prove I'm the greatest. We're going to prove to the world I'm the greatest. This is my last fight. I don't want none of you to miss it. So please come to the theaters. I'm going to eat some raw meat and I'm going to train. I'm going to get ready and chop some more trees.
Don't rely on social media. Put it down, turn it off, shut up, be quiet, learn, read, relax, get better. First part of your life you learn, second part of your life you earn, third part of your life you return.
When everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more, it's a lonely feeling. Oh, it hurts very badly. I know what that's like. They look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up?
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from them. Get away from them. If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's gonna get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. Seed just fell prey to the environment. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become.
Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're going to judge you.
And that's why every true leader, they're called weird. They're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
I respect any motherfucker that wakes up every day and work their ass off to live their life and lifestyle. Clubbing, partying, hanging out, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing. While everybody else is clubbing and hanging out, you got your focus right.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do.
How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will. The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, become bankrupt if necessary, again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Life will always be, to a large extent, what you make it, not what circumstances will make of it, not what other people will make of it, not what other people say it will be, not what the environment will try and dictate to you, but what you make of your life. So when you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you.
If I decided to experience the fear of rejection, the fear of no, the fear of failure, the fear of standing by myself, the fear of people not liking me, what else is available? Of taking a chance, a fear of losing it all. What else is available to me?
I'm speaking to the people who want more, the people who want to be the fucking pinnacle, the people who want to be accomplished, the people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
You can't listen to your mom. You can't listen to your dad. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to the fucking internet. You can't stick your fucking toe in the pool and say, oh, you know, I don't know, this kind of feels weird. No, you have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go hang out with some hyenas. He ain't going to the same clubs where he know the hyenas don't like him anyway, because he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. The eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, and when I say all in, I mean all the in, every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity. It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day, where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please let me catch up.
Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm going to go buy the course today. I'm going to get better at it today. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time off, and you think you're gonna be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process. Your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No! Don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business. Triple it. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else.
You're going to hit a wall. There's a period. Let me tell you how it goes. When things are going real good, when you first start off, life is playing with you. You're gonna hit a wall, you're gonna be going and things are looking great, you're excited, you're gonna tell everybody about it, and then all of a sudden you hit a wall, wham! And that wall shocked some people. That wall stung some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. It's painful hitting that wall. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make. Some will choose to go back. They turn their power down and they have defeated themselves in their minds and say, I can't do it. And there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This kind of person refuses to be denied. This person doesn't care about the pain. This person comes back again and again and again. And if you keep on hit that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you look back on the times and you will cherish those times. As you do that, as you go through that, when you come through, ladies and gentlemen, when you come through that valley, when you come through that fight, there'll be a look in your eyes that everybody will know this is a different person here. The harder the challenge, the greater the growth.
Your problem, it might not make any sense, and your pain might not make any sense, and your circumstance might be illogical, but listen to me.
If your life at times feels like, looks like labor, you are doing it right. Keep on pushing. There is breakthrough coming, and when you're holding your prize, the pain and the suffering will pale in comparison. Don't give up. It will be worth it.
Life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react.
And I'm telling you, the way to ignite the dream is you got to shut out every single thing, and you got to believe I am the greatest.
And so life normally breaks you because when it hits you, you wasn't ready. But if you stay ready and you stay plugged up, when you hear bad news, it don't break you because you already energized. Today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day, and I will recycle my pain. If you're going to be successful in this game, you got to have a dog within you. You got to know it's a dog fight, and you got to go get that fight. Life ain't going to be easy. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing.
Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more. When it's over. When they're tired. When they're frustrated. When they're ready to give up. When they spent their last dime. That's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money. When all your energy gone. When you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime. When you find the way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing?
You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president.
If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
You must be very intentional and deliberate. You're not going to wake up one day and find a law degree. You're going to have to work for it.
And your problem is, you wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you. I don't want you to keep doing dumb stuff and say, my life is miserable. No, your life is not miserable. Your ability to make adjustments, to make corrections is messed up.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get.
It's a choice. You just have to wake up. You just have to break through. You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. We don't get this again. We don't get this again. The clock runs too fast. That's why we got to savor these moments. So stay right now.
Take advantage of today. Tomorrow might not exist. Tomorrow, yes, if it comes, great. If tomorrow comes, it's a gift. What we have is a blessing of today. Placing day hats.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The greats focus on time. Because I can't get my time back.
And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry. The separator is going to be who takes massive action quickly.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. One action will be sitting on the fucking couch, stagnant. You put your body in motion. You will remain in motion. Your mind's in motion. Everything's in motion. And when everything's in motion, what happens? You give birth to new opportunities.
You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in is not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I got to do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price. They negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops.
All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
Everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. You can either decide to continue or to quit, to go forward or to go back.
I need you to evaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, how are you wired? When you have a trial or a tribulation, how are you wired? When you hear the word no, does it break you? I'm wired differently. I get excited about no. I love no. I love it. It turns me on. No, Eric, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be stronger when I come back.
Don't shun the no. Every no, you take the no and you recycle it. You hold on to it. You embrace every no, and you let each no make you callous to no. You get so strong that when you hear no, it turns you on.
And for many of you, you have robbed yourself of a full life because you don't want to deal with crises, because they're uncomfortable, and because you're timid and passive, you run from them.
There's going to be some scars.
The scars going to come. You might as well get blessed by the scars. They're going to come. There's going to be scars. There's going to be defects. There's going to be problems. You running from the blessing. There's going to be scars. This is earth. There's going to be some hiccups. We're going to take some L's. We're going to get hurt. We're going to cry.
We all go through it. You think you're the only one? You think you're special? Some of you, though, you let your pain pump you. You let your pain make you quit.
I'm telling you, do me a favor. Just don't let it break you. If you get past it, on the other side of it, it's going to be phenomenal.
I don't want to go through this process, but nevertheless, take me through the fire.
And there are those of you, you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. And you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there. I didn't quit. Because people didn't understand. I worked harder, but people didn't support me. You better grind, because if you don't, you'll be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, you'll be stuck there. Why don't I get something for it? You ain't gotta have the best head in life. You ain't gotta start with the two-parent background. You ain't gotta start with wealth. You ain't gotta start with your parents graduated. It's not the hand that you dealt, it's how you play your hand. When people die, or people get sick, or something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because you can, when you're doing it because it represents who you are, when it's internal, nothing can stop you. No mountain, no trial, no tribulation. Nothing can stop you when it's deeper than just money and stuff. I can. I will. I must. It's going to rain sometimes. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I will. I will. I must.
What's that thing that's going to pump you up and get you over that mountain? What's going to pump you up and get you past that disease? What's going to pump you up and get you past bankruptcy? What's going to pump you up and get you to the other doggone side? Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. I'm trying to tell you, you can win. I'm trying to tell you, I don't care how big the giant is, you can win. I want you to go in confidence that you've never had before. And every giant in your life, slay him. You go back and slay him. Don't kill him, slay him.
I was never the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy, not the smartest guy, but I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitors sleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it, and I recommend that you do the same.
People always say, you gotta love the work. You gotta love what you do. You don't have to love what you do. You gotta be addicted to what you do. You gotta be addicted to winning. You cannot work short hours. You got to work long hours. You got to work smarter and you got to work fucking harder. It's the work that you put in, the time and effort, the dedication, the hours that nobody else saw here, the sacrifices. You have to be disciplined. You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted to the result.
At the end of the day, the person that will surrender is the person that didn't work as hard as the other person. You got to work harder than the other person. So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you say, yeah, you got to do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, he might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting in his zone.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
You gotta eat it, you gotta drink it, you gotta sleep it, like it has to consume who you are. And if you're gonna be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're gonna be the apex, you gotta be it, not talk about it.
That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do, that you eat and sleep that, and that you do that, you do that. People know it.
You gotta be it. It has to consume you. It has to take over you. That when I see you without even knowing you, I ought to be able to look at you and from your ethos, I ought to see you are the best of the best. I ought to know what you're doing without you saying one word. It ought to illuminate from you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
The stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be. Michael and Kobe weren't the greatest athletes, but their mindset is what separates those individuals.
Separate yourself. You playing against other teams and you doing exactly what they're doing. Separate yourself. Stop doing what they're doing. If you stop doing what they're doing, you're going to be a champion. Stop following. No more following. No more doing what everybody else is doing. Set the doggone standards. It's time for y'all to set the standard.
We can't be complacent and we can't take our foot off the enemy's throat. We are going to be relentless. We are not going to give him the chance to regroup. He will not get the chance to recover. We are not going to stop until there is nothing left to pursue.
You've got to do more. You've got to become valuable. You've got to understand that what you get paid to do is the minimum. And everything on top of that is your investment in your future.
Get out of bed. Come here in the morning. Go on floor. Whatever else is sleeping. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. The more you throw against the wall, something will eventually stick. It doesn't stick premium about it. The first step into making a dream a reality is waking the fuck up.
There's another kind of instinct that you need to be on the lookout for, and this one is a liar. This one is a saboteur. This one is a backbiter. This is the instinct that says, you've had enough. You've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. You can rest now. Do not listen to that instinct. Do not listen. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back to smash into the ground. Train that instinct. Train it to say, get up, go. Fight on.
You don't punish yourself, it's never gonna happen. You don't punish yourself. Somebody said, "E, you losing weight." I punish myself. I don't eat meat no more. That's a punishment. I had to give something up to go up. What do you give up? Do you not watch TV? That's your problem. You getting to watch TV and not make money and still survive. The reason why you broke is because you getting a reward and you ain't working.
You gotta stop playing. Most of you, what happens is, when everything is favorable, you a beast. But when the conditions ain't right, you get smacked in the face. You gotta grow up. You gotta be a morning person, afternoon person, night person. You gotta be when you feel good person, when you sick person, when you tired person.
And you don't get here by quitting when you tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship. Greatness is in you. But the problem is, somebody's got to push you. The problem is, somebody's got to give you a reward. Somebody's got a project. The problem is, you're not self-motivated. You have to stay in beast mode. And so I'm looking at the clock, and I'm saying, technically, you can go back to sleep. Technically. But Eric Thomas, if you go back to sleep, you might not wake up to 3:30. You might not wake up to 4 o'clock. And if you wake up at 4 o'clock, Eric, for 30 minutes of sleep, you might be pushing your goals back a week. You might be pushing your goals back a month. You might be pushing your goals back an entire year by sleeping for 2 hours because you missed an opportunity.
What do you do when somebody's not there watching you? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference? Because it's really f***ing easy for anybody to come to work on the days they feel like killing it and killing it. But what happens on the days that you don't feel like killing it? What happens on the days that you don't feel like getting out of bed? Because those are the fucking days that are going to define where you end up in your life.
You know, sometimes you get that feeling in life that things aren't going my way. You hear people say that. Things aren't going my way right now. Listen, things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Go make things happen.
Do what you need to do to get up, to make yourself get up and get going. And I know you just wanna get 5 more minutes of sleep, just 5 more minutes. And I'm telling you, no, rise up and aggressively move forward down the path. Get yourself in the game. Shut down all those pathetic excuses and get after it.
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter.
I don't care how you're feeling, and neither should you. It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
If you're not consistently congruent, and if you're not consistently contributing each day, then of course you're not going to be happy with yourself. It's that lack of daily consistency that ends up hurting our own self-esteem. Because listen, everyone can show up good or happy or joyous or nice or kind or give once in a while. But those who do it on a consistent basis because they demand that of themselves every day, those are the ones who achieve true confidence, true self-esteem, a true life of greatness.
Even if you're nervous, you gotta do it anyway. Even if you're the first one in your family, you gotta do it anyway. You gotta just do it anyway. Why? Because the people that are living on purpose, the people at the top, they don't make excuses, they make a way. Like, you just gotta do that. Like, for some people, it's like, if I'm not being encouraged, I can't make... No, even if you're not being encouraged, do it anyway. Even if you're not being validated, do it anyway. Like, can you just be faithful in the small things? Can you be consistent? Can you be persistent? Can you be faithful in the dark? Can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable?
Say it with me and say it like you mean it. I am determined, come hell or high water, to win. From this day forth, all I do is win. Start it, make up in your mind that you're gonna finish it. And if you can get to a point in your life where you finish everything you start, you are going to be miles ahead of everybody else. I don't care how difficult it is, I need you to finish. I don't care how you feel, I need you to finish. I don't care if you feel defeated, finish anyway.
Get yourself on the path to health, the path to happiness, the path to success, the path to freedom. And that path is the path of discipline. It is the way of discipline. Get on it and get after it.
What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? What if you get weak along the way and you throw in the towel on yourself? You surrender to your emotions. What then?
Everybody tripping through something. Everybody, I don't care who you are, you're going through something. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there,
ain't got nothing to do with what God got for you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here.
Maybe being weary doesn't mean you're weak.
We're in hell right now. And we can stay here, get the kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
It's okay to fall. Because when you fall, you get back up.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to. Push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive. Listen to me very closely. Y'all running from obstacles when in fact it's the obstacle that's gonna take you to the next level. Like y'all running from pain. Y'all running from challenges. You telling me how difficult your life is. Do you understand it is the difficulty that's gonna prepare you and take you to that next level? You ready to quit? You ready to give up? You ready to give in? You ready to tell me what's not working? Who doing this? What's wrong? If you're not ready to get up every day and start all over again like nothing happened yesterday. Phenomenally skilled is cute, but it is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender.
As you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy go. But when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through.
This is what you do. You are built for this. You would just believe that your day coming, that the sacrifices you are making today, they gonna pay off. But if you do not believe, it ain't gonna happen. Keep fighting in the midst of the struggle. Keep fighting. Keep thinking positive. You only lose when you quit.
It'd be one thing if life was like NASCAR. When you only have one lap left, they wave the white flag to let you know this is the last one. This is it. If you can make it around here, your race is done. But life doesn't wave a white flag. So then we wave our white flag, not even knowing that just around the next turn, just around the next sacrifice, just if you can make it through this season, just if you don't give up in this trial, see, the reason you can't stop is because you might be so close. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to quit when you're this close? Wouldn't it be a shame for you to walk away when you've come this far? Wouldn't it be horrible for you to bail out when you're just this close to victory? You can't walk by what you see. You can't give up because it doesn't feel good. You can't let people talk you out of it. You can't let your emotions stop you from moving forward. Keep believing. Keep moving. Keep marching. Keep crawling. Keep inching. This might be the day. This might be the one.
The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
Life's gonna punch you right in the face. Life's gonna fire you over and over again. You're gonna be told you're not good enough. Your faith is going to be tested. Your family's gonna look you in the eye and say, how do we get health insurance the next month? I don't know, but I know we're gonna make it. Life is hard, man. That's what it's about. Life is a challenge. If you don't work as hard as you can, if you don't sacrifice everything, if you don't get rejected and keep coming back for more, if you don't get your loyalty tested and your faith tested, you don't love that thing if you bail out. So if you fought through all that, that's love.
Your greatest moment, your greatest hour, will be right after your worst hour of despair. Because in that worst hour of despair, who are you? Who's talking inside? Is there anything left? You're at the bottom of the barrel. No place to go but up. That's the voice that carries your weak ass that everyone said goodbye to and left. To get the fuck up on the intestinal fortitude. Stand back up in a cloudy day until the sun comes out. That is your finest hour.
Listen to me, everybody. You can't give up. You can't give in. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
I had no advantages. But I woke up one day and realized all men are created equal. I don't need none. I'm my advantage. You your advantage. Why are you waiting for somebody to call you? Why are you waiting for somebody to affirm you? Why are you waiting for somebody to tell you got a dream or go? Why are you waiting for somebody to take you by your hand and give you what's rightfully yours? However much money you make, whatever kind of life you have, that's yours. And so when I speak to you, I speak from the pain of taking 12 years to get a four-year degree. I speak to you as a failure who had to get back up every single doggone time and say, brush it off and keep going. And so I've been through what you've been through, and I got up and I kept going. It is the size of the fight in the dog. I ain't smart. I ain't never got all A's. I ain't never graduated top of my class. I ain't never been the man, but I got hearts. I got will, and I go take everything I want, and can't nobody stop me. Bring on the fight, and I'll match your intensity. I will match your fight, and you will not outlast me.
Sometimes horrible things happen to good people. Life isn't fair, and it can be heart-wrenching. And if you're having one of those dark days, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to feel that darkness.
When challenges and issues come back to back to back to back, and it seems like something is after me, something is attacking me, something is attacking my journey, look for the lesson in it all. You will grow through what you go through. The question is, are you willing to go through it?
When those bad things happen, what are you going to do? Are you going to let this horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Are you going to fall over, fall down, fall apart? Or are you going to face this issue with courage and with resolution? You know darkness. So embrace. Embrace that darkness. Don't look away from it. Own it. Step up to the challenge, no matter what you face. Start walking. Take that step. Every day, no matter what you are facing, get up and start walking. And never surrender. And remember that even in the most wretched times, when you face darkness yourself, no matter how bad things get, remember not to stop, remember not to pause, remember not to hesitate, remember to put one foot in front of the other, take that first step, and start walking. And we will fight. And in fighting, we will win. And if not the battle, and if not the war, we will win because our spirit, it will never surrender. And that is the ultimate victory, to hold your head high. And even in the face of inescapable defeat, to stand and to fight. that is to win.
Don't allow yourself a switch off button. I know there's always an answer. No matter how dark that place may be, there's always a way out. Just gotta keep going.
Hold on to that fundamental quality of faith. Have faith that on the other side of your pain is something good.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit, it rules out any chance of succeeding. The mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
But you can choose in the midst of all of this that's going on to be happy in spite of life's challenges. See, a lot of us, because of our limited vision of ourselves, a lot of us who begin to focus on problems and enable them to overwhelm us, we begin to think that we have no options. We begin to believe that there's no way out. Well, guess what? There's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action. We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it, it's hard. And you are the determining factor. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. Write down five reasons of why it is worth it for you to become a diamond, to experience that level of achievement. What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again? How is it that you would be able, what reasons that can tap in to that deep down feeling that goes to your gut, that no matter how many times you get knocked down, that you're coming back?
Listen to me, this is how you do it first, over 6-7 years ago, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we rehearsed the dream, we looked at the dream, we talked about the dream, we slept with the dream, we woke up to the dream, we wore the dream, and now boom, it's our reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, and when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
What do you do when it seems like suffering won't stop? What do you do when it feels like your pain doesn't have a point? What does it do when it feels like your weaknesses continue to worsen? You're going through a tough time. Maybe you are in a valley today that you've experienced the worst failure of your life and you are on the verge of giving up. Maybe you're here today and your marriage is on the rocks. Maybe you're here today and you're dealing with anxiety on a daily basis.
You know what it's like to be in a lonely, dark place. You know what it's like to want to quit. You know what it's like when the pressure's overwhelming, when people expect your best, but you're at your worst.
That is a moment of choice. That is a moment of decision.
What will your response be? Are you going to sit back or are you going to step up? Adversity creates the perfect moment for audacity.
The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down.
Life's going to punch you right in the face. Life's going to fire you over and over again. You're going to be told you're not good enough. Your faith is going to be tested. Your family's going to look you in the eye and say, how do we get health insurance the next month? I don't know, but I know we're going to make it. Life is hard, man. That's what it's about. If you don't work as hard as you can, if you don't sacrifice everything, if you don't get rejected and keep coming back for more, if you don't get your loyalty tested and your faith tested, you don't love that thing if you bail out. So if you fought through all that, that's love.
Even in the darkest times, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light, your will. No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end.
Listen to me, everybody. You can't give up. You can't give in. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action.
We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it, it's hard. And you are the determining factor. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is it's worth it.
Now listen to me. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, boo, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. It is the size of the fight in the dark. I ain't smart, I ain't never got all A's, but I got hearts, I got will, and I go take everything I want, and can't nobody stop me. Bring on the fight, and I'll match your intensity. I will match your fight, and you will not outlast me. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?